The Senate is now considering legislation that would ban all forms of discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. The Equality Act would also protect senior citizens in the LGBTQ community. A number of surveys finds older people tend to go back into the closet as they enter their senior years. That's largely because they're more likely to face discrimination in healthcare, assisted living, and hospice facilities. From Colorado Public Radio, Claire Cleveland has the story.
Esther Lucero met the love of her life, Kathy, back in 1980. We're not using Kathy's last name for privacy reasons. They worked together in Denver. At first, they were just friends.
It was nothing at the beginning, but she told me, she says, the first day I met you, I said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with that girl. So there you go.
They started dating a few years later. Then they moved in together and bought a house. In 2015, they got married. A couple years later, Lucero and Kathy both got colds. Lucero got better, but Kathy was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. Lucero told healthcare staff that Kathy was her wife, despite her partner's warning.
Kathy's the one that told me, she says, don't tell the nurses that we're married, okay? And I said, why? And she says, because they're treating you differently. And they're treating me differently. I said, okay.
Lucero says some staff responded well, but others did seem off-put. She thought they were treated differently at times because they were gay. One nurse seemed to avoid Kathy's room, and Lucero says sometimes others would wait for her to leave before telling Kathy details about her condition.
And to me, it was like, hey, I'm married to her, you know, and it just hurt. I don't even know how to say it. I know I cried that night.
6 months after her diagnosis, Kathy died. Lucero was devastated. While together, she and Kathy had kept their relationship private from a lot of family, colleagues, and neighbors. Carrie Kandrian says that's common. She's a professor and researcher at the University of Colorado and works with LGBTQ seniors. She says many feel isolated.
Then they follow up with, but I haven't been able to tell anyone, or my family never knew. And I just get chills when I say that, because I think for people who don't identify as LGBT, I think it's so easy to forget just the work that hiding requires.
Kandrian says one statistic haunts her. A public health study from Columbia University found that LGBTQ people who live in communities with high rates of discrimination can lose 12 years of life expectancy. Early on in her career, Kandrian shadowed a hospice worker at an in-home consult. She noticed how the forms were tailored toward heterosexual and cisgendered people, asking questions like, are you married? Rather than, do you have a partner?
As an LGBT person, you face it's a heck of a choice. You know, do you stay silent and come out and risk not having your partner be involved, risk not having, you know, the person who shares half your memories, who can advocate for you, or do you stay quiet?
Kandrian says most hospice and assisted living facilities don't ask patients about their sexual orientation and gender identity. So there's not much data on LGBTQ seniors, and it's hard to tell how widespread these problems are.
Which means we're not really able to ever develop interventions that are specifically tailored for this population.
One way to start, Kandrian says, is by giving people a new vocabulary. And that can happen through conversations, like the ones she's leading at 6 Denver-area facilities run by the nonprofit Christian Living Communities. There, she's helping to train staff to be more aware of LGBTQ seniors and provide a safe space for them to be more open. Stormy Faust-Maley works at one of those facilities.
The vast majority of people who are LGBTQ who look for senior living go back into the closet in order to feel that they won't be discriminated against or that they'll be accepted by their neighbors.
She started an LGBT plus friends group at the facility and was surprised by which residents showed up. One man she thought was there to be disruptive was instead in need of the group. Others she didn't even know were gay, but she thought she was close with them. They're using grant money to create an educational video to give staff more LGBTQ competency training. Faust-Maley says she hopes this leads to more of these seniors getting proper care and equal treatment.
If we can help make this process easier for other people or inspire other people to do this work, then, I mean, it's a lofty goal, but, you know, that would be amazing.
Back at her condo, Esther Lucero says she didn't have many people to grieve with after her wife, Kathy, passed. So instead, she wrote letters to Kathy and talked to a therapist. But eventually, Lucero finally started to meet with LGBTQ groups, and that helped her open up.
this is who I am. If I say I'm not, it's like Kathy never existed to some extent. She did exist. And to me, coming out was a way of saying, look, she was my wife. And I did love this person very much. She was everything to me.
Lucero says she hopes that sharing her story will help encourage other LGBTQ seniors to be more open too, whether it's with family or at the hospital. For Here and Now, I'm Claire Cleveland.